Now that Nick corrected me, I think we should be all good to go, set. We're ready,
All
Nick.
right.
You do it.
Welcome to a very special Marvel Multiverse Mayhem Venom
Ooh,
Let There Be
mayhem!
Carnage edition.
Ah,
As
it's
always,
craziness.
you have Kyle and me to deal with. And of course, our sponsor is Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. So I
Yay!
want to start this conversation by I'm gonna let Kyle go off the walls, and Kyle will probably do most of the talking. But I'm
Oh
also here to ask a
gosh.
few questions and provide some input. But I know Kyle is gonna, this is gonna be a
Well,
rant, folks, and I'm really looking forward to it.
we should preface it with, we're here to talk about then like you said, Venom, let there be carnage, but it's not just that anymore, and that there's no.
Spoilers, by the way, right off the bat.
Yeah, there's no hiding it. I mean, fuck, everyone on the internet's already been talking about this for the whole week. Anyways, is there even a point in waiting to re release No Way Home or Multiverse of Madness at this point, Nick? I mean, really, think. I know you haven't read everything, but you know that everything is out there, right? Like, there's a lot out there. Infuriating.
So again, spoilers, and here's my first question to you. I haven't heard the rumor that Venom was going to be in Homecoming, I mean, Far From Home, No Way Home in months. I thought
Well,
that, does this, because my question is, obviously the post-credit scene, which you hate the most of all the movie, and that's the only reason we decided to watch it, because this is Marvel Multiverse Mayhem, where Venom gets transported to the MCU. Is he going to be the sixth member of the Sinister Six, or are they saving him for a
There
later
was a
movie?
lot of people that thought that it was Venom that you see, but then they're like, no, it's
That's the
the
lizard in
lizard.
that shot. Yeah.
It's
The lizard would
still,
help make six. You need lizard for six also.
well, potentially, but it's also possible that through lightning and the artifacts that you get through trying to pull that film apart. Maybe it is Venom and not Lizard. I don't fucking know. Regardless, is he the sixth? No, I don't know if it was you I said this to, or maybe it was Brian on just a sidebar. But I think the sixth is Vulture. There
Do you think
needs to
Vulture will
be
be in it,
there
even
needs
with
to be an
the?
MCU baddie, right?
That's true.
How? I
And
mean. And unless you're going with the whole Dark Strange or Mephisto Strange or whatever, where Strange is potentially the antagonist, whether it's mind control or body possession or impersonation. But I don't know. Look, this pretty much confirms one thing, that Marvel and Sony are definitely working together more. And number two, I think this does lead a lot of credence to my theory that this big hoopla between this film and Multiverse of Madness is to send Spidey off, so to speak, to go play in Sony land. And my cord keeps dropping. Hold on 1 second.
You sure though? I was
To go, hold
surprised
on.
they brought him into the MCU,
No,
Venom, rather than sucking Spider-Man out.
I'm not yet. This is why. So at the end of Multiverse of Madness, I think you're gonna see. How do we talk about? Okay, so ultimate fucking spoilers. This one's all but, confirmed. The other Spider-Man in No Way Home. I just have a feeling that one is gonna die, and that we're gonna see Holland go off to some new Spider-Verse to replace a Peter, if not multiple Peters or whatever, and we're gonna have him come back for and potentially other Spidey characters for like a Secret Wars thing. Now I might be wrong that it'll wait be until Secret Wars, and we might see like a Venom 3 or Miles Morales, where Holland goes and plays second fiddle in those films and still does some MCU thing. But I don't I don't feel that, man. This really, it all feels like it's building up to one big party, but I don't know where everyone's heading home to. No joke, legitimately, what Marvel is doing right now is like a key party, since I'm going with that party line. It really is, and I'm not going to say it's the wives or being switched. It's whatever you want to, whatever floats your boat. But everyone's throwing their keys in the bucket right now, and at the end of the night, legitimately, Marvel is picking a handful, and Sony's picking a handful, and they're gonna go play with those for a while until the next key party, and be that Secret Wars, or like I said, maybe Peters does stay in MCU Prime, and they build up some third party over time. But regardless, I think we are going to see Tom go play with Sony characters more exclusively after Multiverse of Madness.
What do you think about, well, we obviously know the Vulture is in both the universes, so is Morbius perhaps in the MCU
already? Maybe, and
that's how they meet, rather, because I always figured they would take characters like Vulture and Spider-Man and throw them into Sony's universe. Well, but now it's, maybe their agreement was to throw them into Marvel's more successful universe.
I'll be honest. What wasn't Morbius already supposed to be out? Wasn't it supposed to come out before Venom?
I don't remember,
but I have a feeling that some of this Venom stuff might be more recent. I'm not saying that it isn't more long-term planned, two years ago when first announced and stuff. I'm just saying I kind of feel like it's a potential that this particular way they filmed the scene might be more new, and that the explanation of Morbius might now be being changed.
I'm gonna look up their original release dates.
Yeah, but I do think that whatever was going to be the explanation in Morbius, I think that might be kind of reworked potentially. Maybe not. And I, because it all kind of depends on when things were actively being filmed, and when did they wrap production, in as much as the contract talks between Sony and Marvel, you know. And here we are, what 9 minutes into our review, and so far we haven't reviewed the fucking movie.
Yeah. So Morbius was July 2020.
Okay.
And I'm looking at Venom 2 original release date.
I don't remember at all.
It was originally scheduled for October 2nd, 2020.
Okay.
So it was supposed to come second.
So I honestly think that the whole way that they've been worked together is being reworked. Because if you think about it, that these movies went into production around the time of the breakup, if not, but even before that, because the breakup was 2019. Because it was right after Endgame and Far From Home. So yeah. These films were announced and going into production, being worked on, and all that. Dude, I have no doubt that those aspects are reworked. Because like I said, I honestly, you will not shy of a deity themselves. God, the Thor, that I don't care. So some higher being, okay, coming into existence and telling me that they didn't intend for Parker to go on the run to San Francisco. I don't believe it. I don't. Those were Sony's intentions. No, I don't think Sony intended it to be different universe. Think about the timeline they set in with it being, you know, 8 years later, and they were trying to keep time with Venom. I have no doubt in my mind.
Interesting, because the universes felt so different. The daily.
I mean, Sony doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
And I guess they didn't bring back Jameson until after Venom. Because in Venom, he is mentioned, the first one, as working for the Daily Bugle newspaper. And in this film, we actually see the cop reading a copy that has the exact same logo from Raimi's universe. Yep. And people have pointed out, and it's still in there, so I don't think it's a placeholder. When we originally saw the trailer for Morbius, there was like, someone's like, hey, that's a picture of Raimi's Spider-Man.
Well, it's actually the Raimi suit from Spider-Man game.
Yeah,
it's,
I know that's where it came from. Yeah. But it's still, they didn't, the most recent trailer I saw for the first time last night, and it was still the Raimi suit.
And that really is my theory. I honestly think that the Tobey Maguire Parker will be the one to die, and Tom will take his place, and that the new Spider-Verse will basically be centered in Raimi's verse. That's my feelings. That again, guys, this is just me trying to connect some dots. Like, and I, like I said before, you know, I I really hope this thing lands. I just don't see it landing. So,
well, I mean, technically, it can't be the Raimi universe already. Because there already was a Venom in that universe.
Well,
and there is, no one's ever spoken of Spider-Man existing in the Venomverse.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that much. So maybe they'll go with the guard. I don't know.
It's already confusing what they've done.
The reverence for both confuses me, but more so for the Garfield fans. And to each their own, you know. Yeah, I'm going to shit on things that I don't like and shit on things that I don't understand, but I'm at no means necessarily shitting on anybody specifically. So with that being said, fucking people hated fucking Amazing Spider-Man shit. 10 years ago, it was nothing but goddamn hashtag give the rights back to Marvel. And now there's like people that just can't stop themselves from slobbering all over images of the Amazing Spider-Man movies, and they were trash. I'm glad people liked them, and you got enjoyment. I get enjoyment out of trash. Doesn't change the fact that it's still fucking trash. You know, and with that, you know, I guess maybe Nick should we start the talking about Venom, let there be carnage.
Yeah, if you want to. I'm okay with just talking about the mid-credit sequence and its consequences if you want. But
we'll talk about the movie itself and it's look, it's better than the first one because they fully embraced the cheese in this. Mm-hmm. They didn't half-ass it.
Way
like
more fun.
No, it's not fun. I spent most of the movie doing this. I'm not I spent the whole, and you can't see my foot tap. I can't get it in frame. It was tapping constantly because I was so fed up with just like, okay, this would have been great 20 years ago.
Feels like Spider-Man. They both feel like Spider-Man 3 more.
This would have been great 20 years like, ago.
They would be very serviceable movies at the birth of Marvel.
Yeah.
Like
2002, yeah,
2003.
Sure.
Well, 2002 would have been Spider-Man.
Like. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, this fits. Those are early 2000s. So because it embraced the cheese, it was a little bit better, and also because it was incredibly short. But even then,
I love that part.
You could have cut another 15 minutes out of this movie.
I would have liked to cut 15 minutes out of Venom storyline. Get rid of, I hate the trope of like losing your powers, which is right out of Spider-Man 2. I feel like a lot of this movie feels like Spider-Man 2 almost exactly. Where it's like, I mean, just the idea
there,
of like,
there was a lot.
Loses someone he loves, gives into the power of something else. The good guy gets rid of his powers. They come back the minute his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend is captured, and then
kills him. it's so lame. And then besides cutting out some of the wailing of both Eddie and Venom, there's a lot of Cletus Cassidy that is redundancy, dude. They explain his tragic tale.
That's true.
Three fucking times trying to get this point that this murderous guy is somehow empathetic. No. Or sympathetic. I don't know which word to be using, but no, no, he's not. He's a murderer. Yeah. And there's nothing redeeming about him. And the just the idea that people even want to redeem this character just boggles my mind.
Who said that in the movie? Was it, his ex-girlfriend who said something like about that. He's still human. Like he was abused. No, he says it. Mm-hmm. No one else says it about Carnage. Carnage is like, I was abused and no one gave a shit.
Exactly. So it's like,
but I don't think the audience is actually supposed to feel anything for him, especially after the really cool drawing segment.
I don't know because they spend time trying to get you to feel for this guy. And I don't feel for him. I didn't
feel like they were doing that, but I definitely didn't feel for him. I mean, plus I know the comics, so I was just ready for him to be a complete insane murderer the minute he got, especially when he gets the suit.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that, but on top of that, the sound mixing was awful in my RPPX theater was off. Did you find a lot of the highs to be very, very high, and then the screams for Carnage to be too loud compared to other screams?
No, I didn't notice any weird mixing, but I was on a normal screen, so the speakers aren't turned up as much, and the screen is smaller. So okay. I saw on a regular Alamo Drafthouse screen where you wouldn't notice like something like that. You weren't
at a premium. I don't know if they have. What? No, I meant a premium screen.
They do, but I didn't go to that show.
Oh, that's
they call it the big show, and it has Atmos sound and stuff like that.
Yeah. So if anyone out there saw RPX specifically, let me know, because Wonder Woman, I do know for a fact that was a complaint a lot of people had at the end when you're trying to. You got music and the wishes and the voices, and she's trying to talk at the same, and none of it makes any auditorial sense. This felt like it was, they were trying to highlight the wrong parts, but again, it could be just my screen. So let us know. The editing, again, they could have cut more time out, but it jumps around a lot, especially in the beginning. Fuck, dude, they reused stock footage of the sweep in the San Quentin. Like, what the hell? Like, it's cheap, but come on. This was literally, guys, all they did for this movie is they said, Carnage and Venom fight. Get them there. We don't give a fuck. And you can tell that they don't care, because at the end of the fucking movie they kill Cassidy. What are they gonna do with that? You know, I mean, are they gonna spin? I noticed how Shriek was wearing yellow and red. Is that an homage to the Scream symbiote, you know, the one that's orange and red and screeches at and claws. Well,
she is a different character. She's actually mutant.
I know that. Comics. I know that. I'm saying is that supposed to be some sort of like the thing? Because that's a specific color combination for that symbiote.
Maybe. You know which one I'm talking about? Here, I'll only symbiote that we'll see. I know there's a whole bunch of them. Toxin's obviously one that they hinted at. Because ever since the first movie, I was like, that's the cop who becomes Toxin. I wonder if they'll go that far. But really, that's why I think Venom would do better in the MCU. I mean, I wouldn't want him to damage the reputation of the MCU, but two movies fighting symbiotes is enough. I only remember the name of the symbiote in the first movie. Yeah, I can't even remember. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's one of the granddaughters also, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Daughter of Carnage, granddaughter of Venom. Mm-hmm. Or yep. Son, you know, Spawn. So,
yeah, it's just some weird offspring thing, but yeah, that one. So, I don't know what they're trying to hint at, you know. But Venom eats Carnage at the end,
but she's done before in the comics.
What's that?
He's done that before in the comics.
Yeah,
and Carnage just come back.
But how is Cassidy gonna? And what are they gonna do that you know when Venom bit his. His head off, enough of Carnage was left in Cassidy or
fuck you or something.
I don't know.
I know in the comics at one point and I don't think they'll do this in the movie because of their ratings, that Carnage was using the corpse of Cletus Cassidy's body just so he could move around and stuff, even though Cletus Cassidy was dead.
I could see that. And I could also see them potentially going the route of the alien church, like, cult thing that was going on in the 2016, 2017 Carnage or Venom books. I can't remember which one it was, but those, I think, were is a potential for this. But regardless, the story is near pointless. It's almost like a waste of Carnage at the end of the day, because not only is it so limited in scope, and honestly, the last fight is so fucking chaotic. Why does Calypso, that is the lady that played the Calypso goddess from Pirates, right?
I don't think I saw that one. If it's one of the ones I have seen, it's been way too
long. I believe so. I might be wrong, and it might be because of the
I recognized her name at the makeup. End, but I can't remember. Is it Naomi Harris? Is that who it is?
I don't remember. Hold on. Venom 2 IMDb. Okay, come on. Let's see here. Yeah, Naomi Harris.
Did you notice this is the first time any Marvel movie outside of Fox has mentioned
Pirates or Mutation? At the Caribbean. I was right. Yep. Okay, cool.
You know how the MCU hasn't even been able to use the word mutant or mutation?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like you watch like instead of like, oh, we create our first mutants when they create Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, they're like, oh, like it's
enhanced miracles and miracles and stuff. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But they, at one point, they either literally call her a mutant or mention that when she's talking to younger Brock, that the mutation's getting worse or something. And
I thought she said powers are
getting stronger. I swear they said mutant or mutation somewhere in the...
Maybe, but I wouldn't...
Otherwise, how do you also explain... I don't know. We've seen no other superpowers in this universe at all, except for aliens attaching themselves to humans.
I'll tell you this. If Marvel lets... Do you really think Marvel's going to let Sony drop the name Mutant in any type of X
way? No, I just think... I don't know. Maybe they care less now that they own Fox.
No,
because before they weren't even allowed to use the word whatsoever. Like that was.
I don't even know if it was uttered, and I think the internet would have blown up already with stuff, okay. And I didn't see anything. Maybe
it's just because I know her origin.
Maybe
being a mutant.
Maybe
she's not like she's not an enhanced or yeah. All the other terms they use in the MCU.
That's what I'm saying is like there's just no way Marvel lets their mutants jumpstart. And so Sony, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I just don't foresee that. So the fight really makes no sense when Shriek turns on him. She's like, no, this is too far. You are straight up gonna kill the cop, and you're gonna draw the line at Cassidy killing his praise girl like bait, like. No, like that made no sense.
I thought literally, one of the reasons she turned on him is she knew that Carnage wants to destroy her.
If so,
because her voice is the thing, right.
They try to build some tension between the two, but that's what I'm saying. Like, was it? I didn't get enough. I saw what they were trying to do, but it wasn't enough. If what you're saying was intended, that didn't land on me at all. Literally all I saw was her going, oh, you're gonna kill the blonde chick. No, can't do that.
I thought it was about the
way to go, Andy Serkis. You're not even American.
But also because I mean that was the thing, that's why they defeated Carnage, is like Venom and Brock are like, yeah, oh, they're not compatible, like yeah. They both have their own shit go, like they both have their own agenda, literally.
Even with that, when he knocks her away, why does she scream? Why? That doesn't really make sense, because she's targeting it. Did he intend for, did he, how did he know the bell tower would explode like that? Especially with the bell falling over her to deflect the blast. Like, so much is going on, like I said, that I don't fucking know. All I know is that at some of the stuff was cool. My son liked it. Mm-hmm. He said it was a 10 out of 10, but he's special. Legitimately, I'm making a very, very dark joke. It's my kid, damn.
He's also a child.
Yeah.
I would be way more forgiving of Venom as a kid.
Absolutely. He said Rise of Skywalker was his favorite Star Wars movie.
It's just the most
but
recent.
Exactly, because if ask him right now what's his favorite Star Wars, it's Mandalorian. So,
yeah.
But he really liked it. The fight was cool looking. It made no sense.
I liked when their suits kept coming off. And they had, it was like a fist fight, and then the suits were able to jump back on. And
there's a real famous art piece done, and I don't remember the artist that did it, but where Venom and Carnage, let's see here, art, Venom and Carnage are fighting in mid air, and it looked like they were trying to recreate. Excuse me, recreate that. Yeah, it's right here. Let me bring up Zoom share screen. This one, Nick. You see it?
Oh yeah, I know that image.
Yeah. There was a scene where they're both leaping through the clock tower where it looked like they were trying to recreate that one specifically, but it was so quick. There were other little Easter eggs that I think I caught, and I'll have to check out Ethan Voss new Rockstars video to verify, because I'm not gonna try to remember it all, because like I said, I spent most of the movie for 90 minutes, it still felt too long, and then like I said, the ending of it, man, you killed Cassidy, so where do we go from here?
I think that's such an old school Spider-Man thing.
Exactly.
But it's also like, how else do you get rid of Carnage? You can't lock him up anywhere. Or you gotta knock him out with Reed's stun guns throw him in a little case.
you absolutely do lock him up again. You have Anne, since she's a heart to Venom and Eddie, show up at the end or something like that, and be like, no, if you where he's got to pay, it was something. I think it was and as cheesy as that is, I think it's worse to kill him all off and bring him back. I also wonder, wasn't Carnage Gwen Stacy in the Ultimate Universe?
I don't know.
I believe so.
Was he?
I believe so.
The Ultimate Universe is also like Eddie Brock Jr., friend of Peter Parker.
Gwen Stacy Ultimate. Yeah, she was. So that might be kind of why they did it, and they're going to reintroduce a Gwen Stacy. But then they don't want to do Spider Ghost or Ghost Spider, whatever it is, Spider Gwen, so I don't know. I don't know, but yeah, Ultimate Gwen Stacy, which was a clone or something like that. I think it was part of their clone saga, and she had Carnage in her. And speaking of that, how awful was it to not only hear them say something like there will be Carnage, and then something else similar. They said the title, and they said something
let there be carnage.
Similar. Yeah. I know they said no. Yeah, I'm yeah. saying they
like
said,
you said they did say the title eventually. Yeah, at the end, I think
something. Yeah, it was
they towards the end. Ravencroft or something.
I think it's like right as he's got the tentacle shit all over the old children's home. But there's something similar that they say before then, and it's just so fucking cheesy and too long again, because it was, you didn't have a story to tell. And sure, people will be like, oh, well, what about, you know, the acceptance and the coming out party? And yeah, sure, all of that would have been great had it been cut around, but better, gotten to it and gotten to the important parts of it a little faster. We spend too much time, like I said, wallowing with Venom. Even
trying to get the suit back to Brock.
And that
like, too. I have to go call this chick who's worn it before, like, and she'll come in and bust out the wall.
They had no idea.
The cop won't notice.
They had no idea how to properly use Michelle Williams. Is that the actor? Yeah, they had no idea.
At least her hair looked normal in this movie. In the last movie, it looked like she was wearing a wig from like 1960s.
I can agree. And I'll say that what's his name's Tom Hardy. His accent was better.
Yeah, actually, I had forgotten how good it was in the first movie, or if it even was
how
good.
Bad it was.
And I'm
in
like,
the first
can
you
do American? And I didn't remember it at all from the first movie. And I watched this one. I'm like, okay, I haven't seen him play an American in a long time, but
it wasn't necessarily bad. It was odd. It was very odd. It sounded like someone who maybe was like foreigner until they were 9, you know, where they've really lost their home accent, or yeah. He was an American until he was 9 and then moved maybe like 9, 10 and then moved abroad. I don't know. It was odd. Almost as odd as this strange placement for an advertisement from Grow Generation, where the pros do go to grow.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. From propagation to harvest, they have everything you need for your special garden. Grow Generation serves customers across the nation and carries a wide inventory of renowned cultivation brands. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
I guess I'll bring us in, oddly, just like that. We're back. Thank you, Grow Generation. Professionalism. So, dude, honestly, look, like I said, better than the first one. All of my complaints, I'm putting out as many. Like I said, I'm trying to be fair here. This is a shitty movie. I didn't enjoy it. It's cut badly. There's no story.
Very badly. Very, very bad dialogue.
Oh my God, you're not kidding.
I'm just hanging out. When he's literally hanging in on that. And also,
why is he straining when it's Venom's arm holding him up? Shouldn't that be easy?
Know. But the other thing I was just thinking, oh God. Oh yeah, one of the other like cheesy
carnage
hacking dialogue.
What the fuck with that?
Like one of the cheesiest parts also was like, you know, the suit keeps telling him like, you're like down, like no one cares about you right now. And then the minute this the the minute that they find all the bodies with the help of Eddie Brock, they're like, Eddie Brock is back on top, like in the news story where it's like, oh Jesus, well, this is,
I'll tell you what's kind of fucked up is it's obviously a abusive relationship between the two. Honestly, there's a lot of mixed signals. Like I get what Andy Serkis said in his interview and what he intends as far as like ending I love you man, and he both kind of nudges people but also leaves it open-ended, and the movie itself leaves a lot of stuff to be open-ended. And what I see a lot here is a sibling relationship. I see a lot of like brother military.
Yeah, I would say military, not sibling, but military, well, bromance, no, buddy no, cop, that kind of thing.
No, that is more sibling than, and I say that at having a sibling, it's something beyond, because it's the same way how you could have a brother or sisterly relationship with someone that isn't by blood or even raised that way. But with an extra layer that makes it more like a blood than not.
Yeah.
But it's odd. So I felt that, and it's kind of interesting that you as someone not necessarily experienced that saw that as well. But like I said,
well, I've seen it from like other movies and stuff. Right, like they're Riggs and Murtaugh. There.
Yeah, and Serkis leaves it open and ended well enough for people to get whatever they need to get out of it, which I will say is a plus for this.
I did like the line when he found out she was getting married, where she's like, "I know you're in there, Venom. Please take care of him."
Yeah, that was funny and.
Well, I see. I enjoyed the comedy
more mostly than last time, just because they fully. Oh, so I didn't mean to.
Oh, like go ahead. I like the Venom Hardy stuff the best. And it was cool to see Cletus Cassidy, even though it's not a very good version of him. But every other scene was boring as hell that didn't have either Cletus Cassidy or Venom them together.
Brock,
even I hate Venom on his own.
Yeah.
And Venom's a fucking murderer throughout that part of the movie. And there's no mention of it. He keeps using up innocent people's bodies to like get to the club.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a stupid scene even. I was going to at least sing a song or some shit.
The funniest part was when he was possessed. What's her name?
Yeah, but the grocery lady.
Getting funny. Yeah, getting to the abusive relationship between the two of them, man. It's so glossed over on how Venom becomes the victim. Like, why? He is obviously every bit as brutal to Eddie mentally and emotionally as Eddie is to him by not letting Venom be a symbiote, you know, and it's kind of fucked up how they make Eddie to be the bad guy here when I'm like, wait, hold on. You just spent the whole beginning part of the movie telling him how you wouldn't be anywhere without me. And that is really like, You see that in so many Lifetime movies that my mom would unfortunately watch while dad was in Korea or Desert Storm or whatever the fuck, you know, I don't remember if Lifetime was around for that, but you know what I'm saying.
Soap operas.
Yeah. Things like that. That's what this was, man. It was like soap opera with a really, really cool CGI fight. And like I said, it was a cool fight. It was hard to follow some of the logic of it, but it was cool looking. Too dark of a film as well, if I'm nitpicking on some things. Yeah.
Yeah, you should have been more bright red, I feel. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't need to shoot the Venom movies like they're the Batman or the Dark Knight. It should look. I mean, I know they were trying to discern themselves from the MCU, and it's like, it's Venom. He's badass. Maybe they'll be rated R. Nope, we're just joking. Like,
yeah. And then.
You get to see him bite people's heads off, sort of off screen. Yeah. No just more like than a Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah. And then to get back, I guess, to the post credit, you know, Venom saying that guy and licking the screen, like they're going to reverse the jealousy arc. Is that what we're going to see? Like,
here's Venom's what I think.
Venom's going to leave Eddie and go to Parker, and then Parker will reject them. So that's how you get Eddie's jealousy of Peter and Spider-Man, but it'll be reversed. Eddie will be jealous of Spider-Man running around with the Venom suit, while Venom will be jealous of Peter for
that's
the
Venom
rejection.
3 and not so, Spider-Man 4, I would be okay with that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think there's a potential.
That way you get the white spider. And I know in this he moves like the Hulk. In the comics, he can web-sling because he has Spider-Man power.
But
in this one, he's like jumping.
Mm-hmm. But regardless of the when and where, like I said, it is potential that the MCU will still get to play with Spider-Man regularly, but I still have a feeling we're going to be Spider-Man-less for a little bit. I'm guessing maybe five years. And I mean Spider-Man-less in the MCU prime after Multiverse of Madness. I'm guessing five years.
I actually saw the ending is completely different than any of the videos I watched about it. Because there are very few videos up right now about the whole movie. Most of them are just about the post-credit scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think New Rockstars even has a full movie one. The last time I checked, it was just the post-credit scenes. That's because
the post-credit shit was all leaked earlier. We saw it.
I know, but I heard enough about it to know it was going to happen. There would be some kind of, you know, multiversal clash that would either throw him one way or... here's why I think he is interested in Spider-Man. I think this is the only reason. So people have talked... Okay, here's another theory people have. You know, he talks about the symbiote network. You can see across universes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he recognizes that version of Peter Parker because it somehow is connected to the Venom that was on Tobey Maguire.
Exactly.
Peter Parker.
Yep.
That's what I think. He wants to be the lethal protector, and Spider-Man is shown on the news as like, he's a criminal. I almost think he just is like, Eddie, there's someone powerful that we can take down like Carnage and protect the world.
That was my thought.
Is he, because Spider-Man is the first thing, time he ever sees Peter Parker is when he's being called a criminal on TV, that he's like,
won't
that be a scrumptious like person's the head bite off to save the world?
Maybe, but I think it's more of your first thought. Maybe not necessarily the Topher Grace, Tobey Maguire Venom, but potentially.
There are different Venoms across the multiverse. Yeah,
exactly.
Parkers.
So it might be, I know this one from multiple, including, or it might be, I know this one only because of the Tobey Maguire. But I mean, this dude, that is the one thing that didn't, until this end credit was actually seen, right? That didn't leak. Like, that is something about No Way Home I did not know before a few weeks ago. Almost a month
again,
ago now.
Some people are saying he might not even be in that as quickly. And I'm like, why wouldn't you bring him in the movie right before?
I'm fairly certain that we will see the character in some... That's happening in the MCU unit. Like, no, he's in No Way Home. I have no doubt about it now.
Okay, here's a fear about how the story could go.
What's that?
So they form the Sinister Six.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to kill Spider-Man. And then Venom, who's a hero, this version, a lethal protector, realizes Spider-Man's innocent. And he even sides with Spider-Man to fight off some of the Sinister Six. That's a fear. It's not how I hope it goes. That's a fear at this point for me.
Maybe.
Because he's not really, he hasn't been a villain. And Eddie Brock's not even a bad guy like he is in the original movies or the comics
he's
or even the anime TV show. He's actually
in a shitbag, like, you know, can't get his life together.
But even then, before that, he was like famous for doing videos and stuff that's like also helped out communities and stuff like that. And it's like Eddie Brock was never well intentioned in even the comics. Like, he was a criminal who got put away by Spider-Man because he fingered the wrong person as a murderer and got sent to jail because of that. And then, of course, he meets Cletus Kasdy the second time he's thrown in jail after Spider-Man's dispatched him.
Yeah.
So
it's,
we'll see.
Overall, I tried to find what I gave the film. I didn't try very, very hard, admittedly, the first one, because I think it was on a podcast somewhere, and I was like, I'm not going to listen through an hour and a half long Los Fanboys for Venom 1 talk. I don't even know if I was with the company when that came out yet.
I think so.
Maybe. But
I gave it an F- on my written review, the first Venom. And I filled it with obscenities and stuff. From
I said, I
kind of overdid it. Like, Colbert trying to be Republican or trying to be like a conservative, where I was like, I smashed even the parts I liked. I was like, ugh. One more thing about this one, though. You mentioned other weaknesses in sound, scripts. I would say the CGI is questionable at times.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in a movie where he said, we finished the shots last week. And it helped us that we had an extra year.
Wow.
It's like, what the fuck did it look like a year ago?
Yeah. That sounds rough. You can tell why it's always dark movies, but hey,
easier to hide.
That less budget's gonna even though it's way more than what they spent on the first film.
Way less film, but more CGI.
Yeah.
Because Venom's out way more. In the first film, you see a lot of Eddie Brock walking around. Mm-hmm. In this one, you see far more Venom, or even Venom hanging off Eddie Brock.
But I'm saying is that the new movie making, not an estimated as of recording this podcast Sunday night, the movie's an estimated $90 million opening weekend. It does have a budget estimate between 100 and 120. So keeping that smaller budget, using the darkness to hide shitty CGI and really quick cuts and stuff like that, but benefits them. I give the movie, I guess, in all honesty, if I gave the other film a D, this might be a C minus. Might be. It's basically whatever. It's no more than a C minus regardless. But if I gave the first one an F, then this would be like a D plus.
This is a D.
It's just,
I'll never watch it again.
Nope.
I mean, even though it's short and I like the characters from the comics, I'll never watch it a second time in my life. It's just, like I said,
why is it making so much money?
Cover it. Because people are like Venom and they're stupid.
But no,
well, I like Venom too, but like,
they didn't like the first one. Like Americans shit all over the first one, but no, people shit all over, and it made no money in America, dude. It made what, 200? Not even $200 million in America. Not even $200 million in America.
It was one of those movies that had like 20%
China,
Rotten Tomatoes, and like 90% audience score or something. I thought.
But it goes right back to the shit I was saying earlier about like what's his name? Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. There's stuff like you have movies that get rebooted for a reason, because they were failures and people railing against them, and already today people are just like, oh, I can't wait for it. I'm like, I just don't see it ending well. Like, this does not, this is step one to this multiverse shit for Marvel working with other companies on this level. And it doesn't tell us how it's going to land. And like I said, I feel so sick. Like, I was sick going into the theater today because of how it was going to land. And this landed like an inconsequential piece of shit movie that I never have to see again. Like I said, just trying to give it trying to give it a fair rating as a movie based on it. It is, like I said, D plus, C minus. You know, if I gave the first film an F, this is a D plus. If I gave the last film something in the D's, I'll be fair in that this was a bit better, and I'll say it's a C minus there. So, but regardless, it doesn't affect the landing of the rest of these dominoes. It's just the first one to start the roll. So I don't know, man. I'm scared. But Marvel can definitely do better with it, I think, in their hands directly. But
that's the thing. Does Sony want Marvel to handle the Venom movie, even if he's in the MCU? Because
I don't know.
They're trying to do their own thing also.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think that the end results of Multiverse of Madness is Parker going off to Sony land for a while with the door open. And I'm guessing something like a Secret War will be the thing to bring them back.
And so, the mutants, probably.
Well, we're going to get our mutants before. Marvel's going to end up fucking that up, I feel. They're going to be brought in too quickly. And they're going to be brought in without the cut. I don't see them getting the context of the characters that they need the way it appears we're going to get them. But for all of you that have already gotten in the know, you know what I mean. Again, we don't have enough for me to make a statement that, oh, it is garbage. They could always land it. You could stick at the landing.
I am very pleased that they're starting with Fantastic Four rather than jumping into mutants, because it's easier to explain them. You can use, aren't you the one who wanted to do time travel or something with it?
I wish, Nick. I wish.
Even if they don't do that, it's so easy to work like, oh, no, they could even literally be the sword astronauts that are lost. That was proposed in WandaVision. Like, so easy to write them in there. Oh, they just got their powers. The Avengers are both mostly broken up.
Maybe.
We need a little team.
Sure. We'll see, Nick.
Nick Fury will name the group. He's like, you guys are fantastic.
I gotta watch what I say, because I know a lot and stuff that's been verified by reliable sources, not just, you know, what's that Reddit? Yeah, not the r/Marvel Leaks, I think it's called. I gotta watch what I say. I'll just say, I hope they can land this thing that they're trying to do. They pulled the pin on this multiverse grenade, Nick. I know haven't necessarily been into comics as long as I have, but I know you've read the overwhelming majority of the biggest arcs. And if not, you've read their wiki pages.
Yeah, or YouTube videos.
To know how messy the multiverses get and why there's been so many crisis events in DC and why there's been
so
a couple
wars
secret wars and
wars
other
in
types
general.
Of reset.
Infinity War, Secret War.
Exactly. Other types of resets in
Civil War.
Marvel. Yep. So you know how messy it can get, and that's always been one of the questions is, you know, does Marvel ever do the complete reset thing? And I kind of get the feeling that Multiverse of Mayhem might be kind of like a
Madness. We're Mayhem.
So yeah, but Madness, Multiverse of Madness. Hey, look, I got delusions of grandeur. When it comes to the end of Multiverse, or when it comes to Multiverse of Madness, I kind of get the feeling that it's a bit like a Secret
all
Wars
new,
2015, 2016,
okay.
Where they're combining all these different universes into something new. That kind of feels like what we're going to get at the end of, but we'll see.
Yep.
I hated this film. I hated the first one. Like I said, I'm a more mature person these days, so I tried. Look, I could have came in. God,
I've
such
heard your
a
rants
trash.
About Sony on other,
oh my God.
On
no,
your other
but
podcasts.
This is, dude, this is just proof that Sony appeals to the lowest fucking common denominator, and I don't know what happened to everybody this last year, but you guys all seem to forget the shit that you hated. Maybe being locked in your home for 15 to 18 months, depending on where you lived, and watching all old repeat movies was really, really, really bad idea. But I would implore people, please, stop reaching back to just 10, 15 years ago. Go deeper. And if you are only going to go back 10, 15 years, go for some really deep cut shit to reboot, bring back. Because my God, I am tired of shit that we hated getting brought back. Because I still fucking hate it. And I don't
movies.
Get it. And again,
I love the old movies even more than the
I
new ones, except for Spider-Man 3. I'd put that below. I love the first two. They're my favorite Spider-Man movies.
They're not good.
They don't hold up
to me. That's what I'm saying. To me, they don't hold up. Like when we watched the first one, and we'll talk about it maybe even next week. We got
to,
you know, discuss
the time
discuss
of
it.
Something between Marvel
exactly. It just it didn't hit in any any good way. Just like X-Men and X-Men 2. Neither one of those hit in a good movies. Way.
I think Raimi got some prestige. Not even necessarily prestige, but style.
They were trash.
Even the current ones don't even have the same style and as you the see, Raimi ones.
That's the thing. Gun to your head. If you weren't a Raimi fan, do you think you'd actually be a fan of the Spider-Man films now?
I'm a Raimi fan because of Spider-Man. I was the age that I saw Spider-Man before Evil Dead.
Okay, I can't help you, Nick. I'm done. Wrap the show.
All right.
No, we don't have to. Did you want to bring up anything else about the show? What's or about the movie?
No. I covered all my bases. We will be back again this week on Thursday for let's see if the Watcher can or Doctor Strange can gather a team together to save us all from Ultron.
Ultravision.
The most recent person to break the multiverse.
I know, right?
And if Venom counts because the symbiote did it, that's five different people have broken it. And we haven't seen it actually broken yet.
Well, like I said, you can technically point to like that one awesome fart you had that like reverberated and was just that key. Like everyone was like, "Damn!" Like even though it was really gross, everyone was just really impressed. That broke the multiverse. You could time it to that. Because time is in an infinite loop. So, like, Marvel has really painted themselves into an interesting corner. It's not impossible to get out of. And like I said, guys, as much as I'm shitting on Venom, because I think it's trash. But again, I liked trash. I watched High Spirits the other day on Amazon Prime. For anyone that's never seen High Spirits with Steve Guttenberg and Beverly... from the vacation movies, Beverly, she plays the mom, the wife in the, vacation films. And, it's a garbage trash fucking movie. A fucking, Liam Neeson's in it, dude. Fucker is tall as shit in that movie. High spirits.
Oh, so, I thought when you brought up Liam Neeson, I'm like, you talking about Dark Man? Dark Man.
No.
Another Raimi great.
He's in high spirits, and I can't remember this other actor and actress that he has to interact with, but he's way taller than them. They're like 5 foot, 5 foot five, 5 foot sixes, maybe. You're naughty. I like trash. People can like trash. I don't have to like your trash. You don't have to like my trash. That's kind of what I'm at, right? But
the Amazing Spider-Man is trash.
But to me they're all trash. Like I love what MCU. I'm MCU standing at 100%.
I like the MCU a lot too.
Yeah, but
overall,
again,
overall more than anything.
And
Sony's done
right. And or I Fox. I won't. I never deny what Raimi's films do. If people listen to me, I keep saying they don't hold up. That's what I keep saying. But you know what does hold up from Raimi? Evil Dead. That 1000%. Evil Dead 2. That 1000%. Army of Darkness. That 1000%. Jennifer. Well, wait. He was just a producer. Did he actually direct Jennifer?
Did he have anything to do with Jennifer's Body?
Or was that?
I know he didn't direct it. Drag Me to Hell.
That's the one I was thinking. They were right around the same time, and both of them have like
direct. Blood Drag Me to Hell was the last movie he actually directed.
Both have like blood writing or something on the DVD case something. Anyways, Drag Me to Hell. I knew it was that.
No, his most recent one I think was Oz.
Not so saying
Drag Me to Hell, a bunch of years in between, then Oz, and then like, yeah, I don't think he's done anything since Oz.
Right, I wasn't meaning like that was his most recent, but I'm saying like the guy is fine. There's things that he does that I like, you know?
I really think his eye will benefit Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
That's even better, I think, than Spider-Man as far as style.
Yeah, I agree 1000%. And I'll say one more bad thing about the editing and – or not the editing, but for Let There Be Carnage. How many different lenses and styles did they use in this movie? Oh, my God. I didn't know whether I was watching a crime – film. I didn't know if I was watching a superhero film. I didn't know if I was watching a action stunt like Fast and Furious, Transformers. Like, dude, there is no like, I don't know if that's art direction or photography direction. I don't know. Somebody fucked up. Do you know what I'm saying? Am I making sense? Did you notice some of that?
No, but I noticed enough other stuff to give it that D.
Oh, okay.
D, yo.
Anyways, hey, guys. Ready? We have a great website, lrmonline.com, and another great website, genreverse.com. Both of them lead to the exact same thing because the genreverse does belong to LRM, but we will be launching our podcast landing pages there soon. What soon means, well, it's the internet and the age of COVID, so you tell me, but check it out. Go ahead and bookmark it now. All of course, what is LRM and the genreverse? Well, hey, we got this, like I said, the great websites, entertainment news, needs, and opinions. We got a wonderful YouTube channel with celebrity interviews, and we got the genreverse podcast network itself with a lot of great shows. There's anime shows. There's the Daily Cog is coming back on today. You should have already seen it. Nick's going to talk about his thing on Friday with Breaking Geek and Star Wars, the Cantina and Marvel Multiverse Mayhem. And all those end up on YouTube as well. So what am I saying? Follow, subscribe, please leave some comments. Tell us, you know, what you thought about our breakdown today. Thumbs up, thumbs down. I'll take the hate clicks. It's all good. And Nick, talk about Breaking Geek.
I'm at Geeky Nick Doll, and I do
Breaking Geek yourself. Radio, I don't the give podcast. A fuck about yourself. No, I'm talking over you now. I'm joking. Go ahead.
And say it again.
No, start week, over.
What?
I was messing with you.
All I said is I'm at Geeky Nick Doll, Breaking Geek, and you know, Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast is every Friday. We're doing 007, So Much Time to Die this week because that movie looks way too long. I wish, honestly, if COVID has taught me anything, I wish all movies were 90 minutes.
Brian was saying the same thing recently.
Like, I love Endgame.
I like that.
I don't want Eternals to be that long. I don't want Bond to be that long. Like, or even the most recent movies I've watched, most of them have been online during the COVID, are usually, even especially the HBO Max stuff, is usually just under like 2 hours. And I watched The Guilty this week and it's just at 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. So like, I dig it. But yeah, so we'll be doing Bond.
Thrillers and horror can usually lock into that 90 minute.
Yeah, Mark, and that's a lot of what we've been watching, I feel like, in the last few months from Warner Brothers and Netflix and such. I think that's it. And with that, Excelsior.
Enough said.